In a defeat for Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, his Likud party voted today to reject the creation of a Palestinian state. The ballot at a meeting of the party's Central Committee in Tel Aviv followed word that Sharon has decided to postpone any military operations in the Gaza Strip and that reservists called up for a military strike had been sent home. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Tel Aviv.
At a raucous gathering of more than 1,000 Likud members in Tel Aviv, Prime Minister Sharon implored his party to put off a vote on the issue of whether the Likud would accept a Palestinian state. I suggest that the Likud not take a decision, Sharon said to jeers and boos. It would be dangerous for the state of Israel and increase pressure on us, he said. But the members of the Likud Central Committee weren't buying. In a late-night secret ballot, they rejected Sharon's resolution. The prime minister made a brief speech accepting the Central Committee decision, but saying that he will continue to work for what he believes is in the interest of the state of Israel, and then walked out. Even before he left the building, the Likud held another vote, this time a show of hands, on a resolution to reject the creation of a Palestinian state in the West Bank. The resolution passed overwhelmingly. It had been sponsored by former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Sharon's chief rival for the party leadership. Before the vote, Netanyahu told the crowd that the creation of a Palestinian state is a threat to Israel. We must clearly say no to a Palestinian state, Netanyahu told the crowd, chanting Bibi, his nickname. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today left Ramallah for the first time since December to tour several Palestinian cities in the West Bank. He called the Likud vote the end of the Oslo peace process between Israel and the Palestinians. Chief negotiator Saab Erekat said the vote was an indication of Israel's true intentions.
I hope that this will be an eye-opener to President Bush, who introduced a vision of two states. I hope this will be an eye-opener for the European countries, for everyone. I think all extremists in the Middle East will say, we told you so, they don't want peace, negotiations will not take you anywhere. And I wonder how many people will wake up to say, that's it, enough is enough, we have nothing more to lose.
Israeli analysts said the Likud vote was unlikely to have practical significance. The Likud Central Committee does not have the power to affect Israeli policy, and Sharon continues to enjoy approval ratings of close to 70% among the Israeli public. But they said it shows Sharon's weakness in his own camp and could pave the way for Sharon's replacement by Netanyahu before the next election in November of 2003. Speaking just before the vote, David Horovitz, the editor of the Jerusalem Report, said it could have important political implications.
It would send a harsh signal to Sharon himself, who has endorsed Palestinian statehood in principle. It would send a harsh signal to the Palestinians that the governing party was taking such a position. It would send the wrong signal to the Americans, who are looking to Israel to show a desire for conciliation.
But at the same time this weekend, there were other signals coming out of Israel. On Saturday night, more than 50,000 Israelis gathered at Rabin Square in Tel Aviv in the largest peace protest since the Israeli-Palestinian violence began in September 2000. Israeli opposition leader Yossi Sarid said the 200,000 Jewish settlers in the West Bank and Gaza were a burden for Israel.
Baruch sheptaranu me'ulo shel hakibush.
May God save us from the burden of the occupation, he told the cheering crowd. Save us from the punishment of keeping the settlements. Polls, while showing strong support for Sharon, also show Israelis willing to give up large parts of the West Bank and Gaza Strip, including Jewish settlements, in exchange for peace. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Tel Aviv.